Why are you running for mayor of the city of Waterloo?
I am running because I care about our city. Waterloo is a great place with wonderful people. Waterloo has seen much success, and I think that success is not to be taken for granted. I feel I have much to offer in terms of my work ethic and my idea of what Waterloo is about. I like the free spirit, the individual free thinking that happens at the municipal level. Municipal politics, I've never been involved in, but I can tell you that is the only area that interests me.
Okay. Now, what issues specifically will you be campaigning on? I understand you're not a huge supporter of LRT, however, too expensive to cancel at this point, correct?
We're well beyond arguing, I think, about whether we should have it or not. It's a done deal. It has been for quite some time. The ink is dry now. It's actually a very bold project. I think if the city does things right over the next few years, we can encourage development, intensification, diversity along the route. I think for future development, the LRT is in a way a lifeline. The way I see the LRT now is it's an opportunity. I think we have to be very careful that we do it right in the construction phase. I think we have an issue with seniors and low-income housing. I think the seniors that I've spoken to feel that their distress is not being heard. We have issues. The role of our municipal council is to serve all communities in the city. So engaging with the public, hearing from the community what the issues are, what the challenges are. Low-income housing seems to be an issue, and I'd like to find out why we are not getting the activity that we need to satisfy that market.
Okay, now you're actually a veteran criminal defense lawyer. Do you think that'll be helpful?
Absolutely. I have been working with people who are the most vulnerable in our community. I've seen programs come and go. I've seen some programs be effective, some not so effective. But what I've learned is that the only way we can tackle the issue with our vulnerable sectors is by engaging them in the problem-solving process. So there tends to be a knee-jerk reaction, I find, in government to throw money at an issue and not have the discussion necessary to understand the problem, understand why these people are suffering, what the issue is, what the solution is. And oftentimes I find that the money is not really solving the problem. At the end of the day, the taxpayers are out of pocket and the problem persists.
Okay. On a little bit of a lighter note, can we talk about some of the things you like to do, where you go to relax, perhaps? Where do you like to spend your time in Waterloo and some of your favorite things to do in the city?
I have a dog. I find it very relaxing to go on long dog walks. I live in uptown Waterloo. It's a very friendly community. Going on dog walks usually involves as much talking as walking. People are out in the street, fellow dog walkers. We always have discussions. I just love those casual afternoons where I go for a walk and I end up talking to my neighbors.
Oh, well, and especially now when you're campaign mode, right? I mean, now is a perfect opportunity to stop and chat with people.
That's right. To relax, my favorite is kick up my heels on the couch, read a good book, good cup of coffee. I'm an avid reader. I read fiction, nonfiction, as anything I can get my hands on.
Okay, you read it all. Anything, Erica, that people might be surprised to learn about you? I don't know if this is, you know, a hidden skill or a talent or something interesting that you'd be able to share with us?
I enjoy the little things. I enjoy simple things, cooking, friends, family. The really basic things in life. I'm a bit of a workaholic. I cannot sit still. I have trouble. You asked about relaxing. There's always something out there in the world that is calling for my energy, and that's how I live my life. I need a challenge. I love to get a job done. I like to be part of the community, to move things along in the right direction, so that people are happy.